Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we listen to some music from the movie Into the Wild, answer a question about a famous American landmark, and report about a special anniversary for Veterans Day. November 11th is Veterans Day in the United States. It is the day Americans remember those who have fought in the nation's wars. This year is a special one at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. That memorial honors American men and women who served in the Vietnam War. Faith Lapidus has more.
This year is the 25th anniversary of the part of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial known as the Wall. The Wall is two large, shiny black stones built into the ground, forming the letter V. The names of more than 58,000 Americans are cut into the stone. These are the names of those who died or who are missing as a result of their service in Vietnam. As part of the anniversary observance, the names of all those listed on the wall are being read aloud this week.
John Travis Bradford, Stanley Smith Cope Jr.,
Emmanuel Lloyd Eaton, Frank Anthony Glowiak.
The wall has Terry the power to Lee create strong Brooks. Feelings. The James shiny black Hayes stone Jr. acts like a mirror. Dale it seems to Alonzo draw in visitors Johnson. So that they, too, are part of the wall. This is especially emotional for those visitors who served in Vietnam and for the family members of those killed there. Vietnam veteran Jan Scruggs thought of the idea for the memorial as a way to honor those killed in one of America's most divisive wars. He formed an organization to build the memorial. In 1980, a competition was held to choose the design. Judges considered more than 1,000 designs. They chose the design of a 21-year-old Yale University student, Maya Lin. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial was officially opened on November 13, 1982. The design of the memorial caused great debate. Supporters thought it was simple and powerful, but some people said it was not personal enough and did not show the heroic efforts of those who fought in the war. As a result, other structures were added to the memorial. They are the Three Servicemen statue and the Vietnam Women's Memorial statue. A special plaque honors those who died later as a result of injuries from the war. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial is the most visited memorial in the nation's capital. More than 4 million people visit each year. Some visitors make a copy of one of the names on the wall. Others leave a special object of love and remembrance. Visitors have left tens of thousands of such objects at the wall. These include flowers, letters, poems, toys, photographs, baseballs, and military medals. These objects are links between those who were killed and those who will always remember them.
Our listener question this week comes from Russia. Andrei Lopatin wants to know about the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Missouri. This famous curved steel structure next to the Mississippi River rises 192 meters in the air. This is the same distance between the arch's two legs. The Gateway Arch is the tallest freestanding federal monument in the United States. Plans for the arch developed in the 1930s. During this time, the city of St. Louis decided to build a federal monument to honor the westward expansion of the United States during the 19th century. In 1803, President Thomas Jefferson had bought more than 2 million square kilometers of land from France, including what would become the state of Missouri. The Louisiana Purchase doubled the size of the United States at the time. This famous land deal made it possible for the young American nation to expand and grow. The next year, President Jefferson hired Meriwether Lewis and William Clark to explore this large new area of land. The Lewis and Clark expedition started just west of St. Louis. So, St. Louis became known as the Gateway to the West. The Jefferson National Expansion Park was established in 1935. The federal government and city of St. Louis agreed to share the building costs. During the 1940s, city officials created a national competition among building designers to decide what form the new monument would take. The Finnish-American architect Eero Saarinen won the competition in 1948. Building the arch finally began in 1963 and was completed 2 years later. The arch is an example of excellent structural engineering. The shape of the structure is called an inverted catenary curve. This is the form a free-hanging heavy rope or metal chain takes when it is hung between two supports. Each year, about 1 million visitors ride special vehicles to the top of the Gateway Arch to enjoy its history and expansive views of St. Louis. Into the Wild is a new movie that tells the true story of a young man named Christopher McCandless. In the 1990s, he dropped out of society after college to test himself in the American wilderness. Actor Sean Penn wrote and directed the movie, which is based on a book by John Krakauer. Penn asked his friend, the singer Eddie Vedder, to write the music for this powerful film. The songs help express the inner voice and personal discovery of this brave young man. Barbara Klein has more.
Comes the morning when I can feel that there's nothing left to be concealed.
Was Eddie Vedder singing No Ceiling. You might recognize his voice. Vedder is the lead singer for the rock band Pearl Jam. This is the first album in which he performs on his own. Vedder says that when he read the book Into the Wild and started to write songs for the movie, the story of Christopher McCandless took control of him. For 2 years, this young man traveled through deserts, down rivers, and up mountains in the western United States. He traveled all the way to the northern state of Alaska. On the road, he met many people and influenced them with his intense and intelligent personality. Here is the song, Hard Sun.
When I walk beside her, I am the better man. When I look to leave her, I always stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above. When I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big hard sun beating on the big people in a big hard world.
Christopher McCandless did not survive his adventure. Some people have noted that he really was not prepared to survive in the wild. He died of starvation at the age of 24, all alone in the Alaskan wilderness. But the story of his independence and desire to live in the simple beauty of nature lives on. We leave you with the song Society. In it, Eddie Vedder imagines the thoughts of Chris McCandless as he says goodbye to the rules and demands of society in order to live freely on his own.
Oh, it's a mystery to me. We have agreed with which we have agreed. And you think you have to want more than you need. Till you have it all, you won't be free. Society, you're a crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely without me. When you want more than you have, you think you need. When you think more than you want, your thoughts begin to bleed. I think I need to find a bigger place. 'Cause when you have more than you think, you need more space.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana DeMange and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and mailing address. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
There's those thinking more, less is more. But if less is more, how you keeping score? It means for every point you make, your level drops. Kinda like you're starting from the top, and you can't
can't do that. Society, you're a crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely.